Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the Warn Radio Network on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And listen to our shows on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the shows where you've heard us. We sure do appreciate that, and your interaction always helps. And do not miss the following posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Lights of Mercy in Perilous Times. The lights of mercy are revealed through the Son of God and His redemptive power. Then through those He has redeemed, as they become the lights of hope and the message of redemption to all they encounter. The night is far spent in America, a time when the deeds of people mirror those days of lawlessness spoken by the Apostle Paul. This is a time when we see that society is absurdly proud of being evil and prepossessed to do as they please. Ecclesiastes, mirror reflecting man's choice. Bring scripture and practicality down to mainstream America. It is also true that while these passages reflect what society faces and the God who is above all, there are always choices. America's sins of your sister Sodom reaches a pinnacle for this modern generation. How does this judgment on Judah and being compared to her sister Sodom go against traditional ideas? And last but not least, America's second and final civil war. In Proverbs, we read that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It can be seen, especially in America, that through the years, from the founding of the nations, the blessings afforded our great states. And don't miss a post on warn-usa.com. Breaking Powers of Darkness, the Gospel Advocacy brings former Warn Radio episodes and makes them classic shows. In the last 20 years, we have seen a massive increase in persecution, hunting down, and murdering, along with showing no more mercy towards Christians of all denominations. And be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And you can also visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing good. Here we are in October.
Already, it's the 6th. Wow, it's going to be the end of the year before you, when you blink your eye and it'll be the end of the year.
Well, you know, every 2 months we go through a month. Because I'm always here, and a year goes by like 6 months.
Oh, I know. It's fast.
So I was looking the other day on, you know, I had set up some of my files. And I got just October, November, December left.
Yeah.
I had all kinds of room. And then all of a sudden, we put up with Joe Biden way too long. He's already expanded his welcome, or worn out his welcome.
Yeah, he's worn out his welcome.
Especially those with him. But, you know, the bottom line of it is, this country needs to repent, and that's all there is to it. So,
yep.
Make no mistake, that's where we're at.
Yep.
So at any rate, we're talking about Bibles for the Mideast again. Now, they have a gal up in Canada. And I met her, I don't know, some time ago. I mean, on email, because I was sending something to Bibles for the Mideast. And she answered. She was sending me mail. And they've had some problems with Bibles for the Mideast over there. Persecution. And so Susanna's a regular. And so she works with Pastor Paul and Peter. And Peter and Paul, you know, but at any rate. And the emergency that we're going to be talking about is a direct result of radical Muslims who are targeting this ministry and leadership. Because Bibles for the Mideast is made up of a big amount of the Assembly of the Loving God churches, and they have a lot. I mean, I think the whole organization is primarily ex-Muslims who became Christians. So they have Pastor Paul, who is the director of Bibles for the Mideast, and Pastor Peter Hanif, who leads the Assembly of the Loving God Church. It's the umbrella organization for all the Bibles for the Mideast churches. So Pastor Paul is the director. And Susanna sent out a letter saying it never rains but it pours.
That's the truth.
You know, when trouble comes, it comes in big batches. And come to find out, Susanna was in the hospital. Pastor Paul, you know, and he's recovered from stuff before after getting beat up. He's been beat up quite a few times. And
he thinks enough is enough and it would stop.
Yeah, but not over there. Not anywhere over there. It don't stop. So Susanna's been in the hospital twice this year, the second of four surgeries actually. And now Pastor Paul, director for the Bibles Mideast, sent me a casual WhatsApp message regarding the recent death of his 90-year-old aunt. And he was considering traveling to her funeral, which would include a 200-mile bus trip along rough roads. And that's tough. And 2 days later, she got another message saying that he returned and that he also presented the gospel message to three Muslim families. And as she understood it, they all accepted Jesus and Pastor Paul was back home. But she says the story becomes murky, however, because at some point, and she was still at the time of the writing trying to figure out the timeline and details. Now see, this is the issue you have when you're trying to keep in contact with people that are in another part of the world, and they do so on their phones, but, you know, these villages are poor, it's very dangerous, and in between villages you can get hijacked or murdered. So, somewhere along the line, Pastor Paul was attacked and captured by extremists, and they were mad because he evangelized Muslims. Well, that's the only one that he's going to evangelize. Of course, he'll go after others, but he's in a lot of areas where Muslims are, let's put it that way. And one of the attackers was using Pastor Paul's cell phone and began sending messages to several of his correspondents, myself included, and they had Susanna fooled because she didn't know what was going on. And when a few days went by with no word about Pastor Peter or Paul, she contacted Peter Hanif, who is known as Pastor Peter. And he's the one in charge of the Assembly of Loving God churches. And he explained what he knew about it, beginning with how Pastor Paul's family had become worried when he did not return from his aunt's funeral. Then they learned he had been attacked after evangelizing the Muslims and being held captive. So he was being held captive, and she finally figures that out. And the deceased aunt's son, who happens to be a politician with some connections, that's his aunt who died, heard that his cousin had been attacked and captured, so he managed to discover where the captors were holding Pastor Paul and gathered a group of political cadets to storm the place, and after a fierce battle freed the pastor. They brought him back to his home, but his injuries were so severe his family took him to the hospital for care. His cell phone remained in the hands of his captors, but by then I knew not to believe any messages that she got from Pastor Paul's WhatsApp account. And then complete silence from Pastor Peter. So she finds the one, and then she loses the other.
Good grief.
And at the same time, she has her own medical emergency. She's been in the hospital 4 times, so it was really a mess. And so she had been hospitalized for heart surgery and then a stroke. And she didn't know if she was going to be well enough to even work. And, that's his wife. That's Pastor Paul's wife.
Oh, okay.
Who is so. Now, we know that, going back, Susanna had been in the hospital 4 times. But I had forgot this part where she talks about Pastor Paul's wife who was so sick. And Pastor Peter had been kidnapped as well on his way home.
Good grief.
After he visited Pastor Paul in the hospital. That's what she thinks. And he understood they were taking him to kill him. Now that's Pastor Peter that she's talking about, her husband. He prayed to the Lord. He saw a police van behind and called again to Jesus, opened the door and fell out. I think this isn't funny.
I know, but it's not funny, but it is.
But it is funny. Because how many of us in America would say, okay, Lord, I need to get away from these people. So, you know, I mean, here they're going probably 30, 40 miles an hour. Maybe not quite that fast on these bumpy roads there.
And the angel opens the door.
And okay, Lord, I'm going to do this. You know, how many of us would do that? On our freeways, you'd get killed for sure. But at any rate, over there, they're probably not going as fast. But at any rate, he jumps out. He says he fell out. And the police from the vehicle behind the captors, of course, came to investigate, finding the injured pastor and rushed him to the nearest hospital. So Pastor Peter's in the hospital from falling out, because if he hadn't fell out, they would have killed him. And, I mean, I don't blame him. I wouldn't have messed around either. I mean, you don't have no choice. And Pastor Paul is on supplemental oxygen because of the way they beat him. You know, they never leave him alone. And it could change. We, you know, depending on who you're talking about, where you're at. But the persecution never ends. And then, you know, you look at things here that we get tired of. But I really do get tired of these poor people over there, the believers, who are always targeted.
Me too, I hate it.
By these Muslims and also the radical Hindus and many others. And of course, there's Kim Jong-un in North Korea. There's, you know, Xi and his communists in China, you know, there's a whole bunch, and they never stop persecuting Christians. And the thing of it is, nobody does anything about any of it. Nigeria is the same way. You know, gangs and gangs of radical Islamists are killing a lot of Christians in Africa today. And this is, you know, ridiculous. Nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. And they have a little bit coming out of the White House, but not much.
That's what drives me crazy. Nobody is doing anything about any of this.
Yeah. Well, so at any rate, pray for Bibles for the Mideast, Pastor Peter, Pastor Paul, and Susanna. Believe me when I tell you that there's been a lot of miracles come through a lot of these ministries, and Old Testament type, apostolic type miracles, people getting saved. And so, you know, the devil would love nothing better than to get rid of these. And the bottom line of it is when you lose a leader like that, I mean, there's nobody around to take their place. Not usually. God has to raise one up. So pray that they'd totally recover and that God would deliver them from these wicked people.
Yes, amen.
Now, we're still dealing with the Afghanistan crisis. And now the information's come out that there are a number of people that are working to get the people over there out. And the number has been thrown about. And, you know, we used to have a number of 5,000. Then they said, well, we got most of those out. So then it went down to 1,000. And then some of the recent says, no, there's a lot more than that there. And, of course, the big problem you have is that now, today, China is taking over the Bagram Air Base. Psaki came out and said, well, that really wasn't of any importance. Not of any importance. It's one of the premier bases that have been built with security and all the equipment you need. That should not have been left there.
But that's right.
Not to mention all the equipment and the guns. They made the news over there because they were selling the American guns. And who do you think they're selling all the American equipment to that they don't need? They're selling it to ISIS and others. Of course they are. Maybe they're going to be selling some of it at a good price to Russia and China. Who knows?
But, yeah.
But they've got all that stuff going over there. This stuff is going to come back and hurt us. And I can't believe how absolutely clueless these people are in the White House. We've never had anybody, I mean...
So is, against America.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Against America. And making excuses for what they did in Afghanistan. Everything connected to it is a screw-up. Everything. Including the fact now one captain is now facing charges, court-martial. And all he did was tell the truth. And he called out the generals and wanted to know what happened.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. That's not punishable by court-martial.
So at any rate, it is a big stinking mess. And now, of course, with China in Afghanistan at the Bagram Air Base, now they're going to have a place to set up their missiles from that'll reach anywhere in America. Of course, they can do it anyway.
Isn't that just wonderful? Just gives you a warm feeling, doesn't it?
Well, you know, years ago, this has been years ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, Chinese general was mad at America. You know, we were having some issues with China then. And they were saying, well, you know, it's nothing for us to remove San Francisco or L.A. totally from the California coast. We can do that. Even if you respond and kill millions of us, we still got millions left. I mean...
They're so cold-hearted.
You know, that was what he said. He wasn't concerned about us retaliating. So we've always had this rough connection. Yet at the same time, you know, and it was even that time and maybe a little early, you know, I mean, China was actually bailing us out of some of our debt at one time. So, you know, then when you find out that Fauci, who happens to be in our administration, actually worked with Wuhan through the National Institute of Health and has connection to the Chinese, and he's in our government. Isn't that comfy?
Yes.
I mean, it's getting to the point. You can't trust anything. It seems like these people would, you know, welcome China to come in and take over America. You know.
Well, it seems like it.
I mean, I've never seen, of course, this is judgment. Anyway, I know what it is. And, but it is one of those things that we have to deal with. Is that we've got people up there that don't care. And right now, we have our governor, along with a bunch of others, down in Arizona, gathering together to see what they can do to protect the border. Meanwhile, we have a billionaire here where we live who gave all the money, 98% of the money needed to build the border wall. And so they got the money there. No. And I don't know if this was the border wall for Texas or where it was, but it's down there somewhere. I think it's Texas. And, of course, you got to deal with Arizona and a few others. But it came out that nobody can build the border wall because Joe Biden's administration is paying the contractors not to work.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
And they're doing that because they don't want the border wall up. And so we have a president that is sworn, as is everybody in his cabinet, they are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. They are sworn to preserve and protect. And because they're federalists, it's the federal government, they are also sworn to protect the states of these United States and the people. Biden and his administration fail in every bit of that. Based on that fact, he's illegitimate and he needs to be removed.
And yes, he does.
When you're looking at losing your country because they're not going to protect it, there's two ways. They either stop doing it or you go to war and stop them. In this case, Joe Biden and his administration, every one of them, need to be arrested because they're not protecting this country.
They're all treasonous.
They are. They're not taking care of their oath. And you could get into some of the liberal judges that Soros supports, and they have to take an oath too, and they're not preserving and protecting either. So this is where we're at. We've got people that are dead set on overthrowing your country. And if we continue to sit around and do nothing, I mean, they're making progress on the election fraud, but by the time they get it, we're already going to be gone. It's like, you know, I'm patching the boat as quick as I can, but somebody's up front still making more holes.
You know, they've been at this a long time trying to steal the election, cheat, steal, do whatever they could to keep Trump from getting back in. And, you know, it's been going on for a few years because of how Biden was in his basement hiding. He never got out and campaigned or anything. And when he did, just very few people showed up. So, you know, it was a process that they worked on for years. It wasn't something that just happened.
Yep.
By accident.
That's true. Well, at any rate, today's show, we have a number of things directly relating to Afghanistan and everything we normally cover. And every once in a while when we're doing this, we do this. And we're going to have 3-4 stories that relate to the persecuted church, advocacy, what's going on in the world from Afghanistan. Now, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Secret believers in Afghanistan. Today it is no secret to most who watch and keep themselves informed on persecuted brothers and sisters in this harshest antichrist area on earth know of the phrase secret believers. Now, thanks to American policy and Joe Biden with his conspirators in the government, what once free in some areas are now closed. And Sharifullah is a traditional craftsman in Afghanistan. He is also a secret believer, devoting his life to shepherding the people God has entrusted into his care. He and the small group of people he has mentored have spent many years turning sketches and ancient designs into colorful masterpieces, reaching out to their community with the gospel and their craft intertwined. And they've been living out their faith secretly behind a veil. And Sharifullah and his fellow believers know that through 20 years of the Taliban's reign has passed, they could very well return. Despite the dangers, they have continued their secret ministry, training women and men how to make beautiful and colorful crafts in a bid to share the gospel. When what they feared happened 4 weeks ago, Sharifullah's life came to a standstill. Within weeks of taking over the country, many artisan shops in Kabul were warned about the designs they were using in the crafts on display. You see, the Taliban want their ideology reflected everywhere, and so all signs of color, life, and hope have been removed. Signs of joy have been painted over and replaced with Taliban slogans, which are a far cry from hope. Serafala describes watching men climb ladders to paint over anything that was beautiful and hopeful. Everything beautiful is considered sick, infidel, putrid, and filthy, a friend of the West, and therefore a friend of Kafir. The Taliban are killing our souls and spirits. They don't have to shoot us for this to be painful and hard, but they will shoot us. They are killing the souls of our children by taking all that is beautiful away from them. And so now Serafala's business is temporarily closed, and they are unsure of how women working will be received in the new regime. But even as the Taliban wipe out memories of beauty, Serafala and his brothers and sisters are committed not to give up. He recalls the message his mother often shared with him. Jesus came to us in a dream and opened up our imaginations. It is a door that has been opened that can never be shut. And they may try to stop us, but I have this hope since we have trained so many people to create beautiful things. Serafala says, he said, I doubt we can stop the movement of beauty and hope that was begun by giving the most vulnerable people access to skills and allowing them to use these skills along with their imaginations. And so these designs, what they would do, they would often find birds to represent the Holy Spirit and freedom, sheep to represent the people, and roses to represent Jesus. Sometimes there are even crosses hidden and woven into our designs. And today, Serafala asks for prayer. His greatest point of concern at this time is his brother-in-law, who he believes could be a Taliban sympathizer. And Serafala said his wife's a very good artist, and her brother used to come and destroy all her paintings to hurt her. He used to tell us, "You are too free with your lives. One day the Taliban will come back, and it will be better for you that you destroy all this." And now, Serafala says, that day has come. He said he also explained that his brother-in-law would point at his art and threateningly ask about all the symbols. And the art doesn't portray Jesus and his followers, but does use symbols that mean one thing for the world, yet have a spiritual meaning for believers. He will come and trouble us, so they need prayer that this brother-in-law will be stopped. We need to pray for the brother-in-law to be saved, and that he will protect him. And Serafala says he'll never be silenced. They'll never be silenced. We will make sure the world hears the gospel through every breath we take, and we know you will help us by living the gospel, using your freedom, and sharing Jesus with those who have come to your neighborhoods. So he needs prayer and that we would stand with them, and that this stuff would stop in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, it probably isn't going to stop anytime soon.
Nope.
But when they were evacuating, you know, the Christians there made a statement, and they said, "We're staying." And that made it out. They wanted to have a witness of the Lord there.
That's very commendable.
And so, you know, you got to do what you can do. And, you know, these are people that, you know, you're not facing that in America. Let's put it that way. Now, you know, there's one thing when we speak of Afghanistan, the Biden administration, as well as the media, seems to work overtime to forget Afghanistan, to downplay it, to ignore the criticisms and move on. The problem with that is real people died. Not only 13 soldiers, but hundreds more were injured. Not so much as an apology from Biden.
not even to the families of these Marines and military personnel that were killed.
But there is one thing happening through various people. And Victor Marx is one of them we talked about. Another one is Chad Robinow. He's a former Force Recon Marine. He is a veteran of Afghanistan. And he was on CBN News not too long ago. He says, I believe the level of desperation is even worse now without the U.S. troops there, without any exit. People are hiding and on the run. The Taliban is actually going door-to-door doing executions.
That's horrible.
We have videos where they're going and grabbing people, stuffing them in the trunks of cars, and driving them off to execution sites. I can imagine on-the-ground panic there is even worse than it was during those evacuation days. And so they formed a Save Our Allies group. And they've rescued so far more than 12,000 U.S. citizens and Afghan allies.
Wow.
And that was amazing. During the chaotic weeks before the U.S. military's final flight. And so right now, as of this, they were getting 100 to 200 people out a day. And others, the way they do that, they actually go out to, they have a border trail to get to a border. And then from there on, they make it out. So, you know, this is another one of those issues that are not going to go away. And, of course, in the eyes of the world, Biden has got easier on China, so China's been moving on Taiwan. He has been easier on Iran. And the other day they were demanding, what was it, 12 million, or I forgot, it was an astronomical sum, because they want to get their nuclear reactor going. Everywhere they look at as America being weak now because of Biden.
That's right.
And there's no doubt that the people that he's put in there are the most anti-American, the most awkward, people that absolutely have not a clue. They are radicalized in one direction, and Biden puts them in charge of something they should never be in charge of. So there is nothing good that I see coming out of this, and I was talking about this before he ever got finalized in there. And I made up my mind because I knew what this meant, that I was going to look to the Lord no matter what, because there's nothing Joe Biden's going to do that is going to be pleasing for anybody. And if we're going to survive, which right now, if something ain't done, then you are going to get to the point where you're going to feel these illegals coming in. Now, the problem of it is, and this is where Victor Marx comes in again, because they've gone down and walked the whole route in South America down to the source. And there's a lot of things they can't do to change, but they're down there as a ministry trying to help some people. But then when they came back for a short time, they all wound up getting COVID. And Victor and his wife are out, and I don't know about their chief guy. Last time I seen, he was in the hospital. I'm not sure what the situation. You can find Victor Marx and his team on, one of them is on Instagram. But see, these are the issues. And then when you add the lying and cheating done with the vaccines, then we've got more issues. And the media is absolutely dead set on stopping conservatives from having a voice in this country. And if they succeed, then it won't be just Pastor Paul getting the hell beat out of him because he's a Christian. It'll be Americans. And your country will have changed. And when that happens, you're going to wonder why you didn't speak up and try to save this country while you could. And in my research daily and what I see, you need to be concerned. But more than that, you need to start interceding for this country and for this people. And that God, in his judgment, would render mercy. That if there's any way he can save America, and he could, but this is judgment. So, you may be in for a worse ride than you can possibly ever imagine. Now, there's a lot of stuff out there coming. I mean, there's people all over the place talking about shortages of everything. So, there's plenty of bad news. You need to focus on the Lord. And I mean this literally. You need to sit down and listen to the Word of God all the time. You need to sit down and meditate, pray, and focus. And if you have a hard time, you need to ask the Lord to give you peace, to help you to think positive. You can rebuke and bind these spirits.
Amen.
And this flesh. Now, I know what I'm talking about here. And you need to get proactive. But if you're a fence-sitter Christian, you're going to be in for a hell of a lot of trouble. And if you don't believe in divine healing, you're in a lot of trouble. If you don't believe that there's any way you can get through this without having a COVID shot, you're in so much trouble, I can't even begin to tell you. And I have done the research, and all I found was the research of those already doing the research and already right on the front line. Tower and I both know there's people up to speed that we've told, and it is right now imperative that if you've gotten the COVID and you're okay, well, more power to you. But that doesn't mean you have a right to make others take it, because that COVID is killing people. And that's not the only thing. Now, there we have experts, and a second one, probably about the third or fourth one, showed up, and they're warning the same thing. And that is the COVID shot that you take, because of the genetic modifier DNA. And of course, that initiates the spike protein to roam. Gives you 5 to 10 years, some of them say, before you're going to die. We're going to find out either way. I hope this thing don't happen like that.
Me too.
And there's others that are warning, even others. Now, I mean, these are professionals. You need to focus on the Lord, because that's the only way you're going to get out of this. The Lord is more an adept to get you through a plague. He got the children of Israel through the plagues of Egypt. He led them around, you know, the desert for 40 years and fed them, clothed them, took care of them. So if this God can take care of the children of Israel, he can take care of us today.
Yes, sir. He's not changed one bit. He's still the same.
And so if you don't have the faith for that, you better start praying to get it. Because you need to believe. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of people dead. And that's, you know, just as if we look at the tribulation, without the COVID, without the problems we're facing, there's going to be a lot of people dead. I have talked about the scriptures. I have told you on shows before about them. Unless those days are shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. But for the elect's sake, they shall be shortened. But that does not delineate, stop, or abdicate the events that are going to happen. So you need to be found in the Lord.
And don't let fear run your life, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
That's right. So, the Biden administration says forget Afghanistan. The Biden administration says to forget the COVID, information that you've been told. That you need to take this, no matter what. Don't listen to these people. And now, we know that if you have a COVID shot or had one, you can get COVID. So why on earth are the unvaccinated now going to be laid off because they could get COVID? Even the people with the COVID shots get COVID. This is how stupid this is. This is not about anything other than a globalist plan. And when you begin to see the passports, that is a harbinger of things to come when the mark of the beast is initiated. I hope that you're not too blind to understand what I'm telling you here tonight. But I can tell you one thing. We have been reporting on brothers and sisters in Christ around the world for a long time. And they are still being persecuted after a long time. And they are still dying after a long time. They are still being put in prison. They're still facing kangaroo courts. The cops still don't listen to them. And over and over and over and over again, and you can expect every one of those things in America if we don't turn true. And I'll tell you, we need to repent from the top of this country all the way down, but that's never going to happen. But God knows those that are His. So you repent for you, and you urge your family to repent, and you spend time fasting and praying and seeking the Lord. And I can tell you, weeping over this nation and the sins of this nation, God will listen. He may not deliver America, but He'll take care of us.
Amen.
And with that, we're going to move on. We have another one. The faith of Jesus. And this came across from Christian Newswire. And it's actually another little media ministry that we knew about, that I knew about. We've actually covered it. Sat7 Media. And the reason I knew about it is because we had a story out of the Middle East about them. Because they funnel this thing throughout the entire Middle East, including Israel. And so I found out that Afghans are turning to Christianity in growing numbers. We already knew that from Tower's story tonight. So she told you that story, and they're staying there to be a witness. But Tower, what I didn't know, and see, when I see these Afghans that you talked about, they're not Taliban. They're Afghanis. What we're talking about now, and this is a word from Dr. Rex Rogers. He is the president of the Christian Media Ministry, Sat7 USA. And you can go to sat7usa.org. And right now, increasing numbers of Afghans are becoming Taliban of Jesus, that is, students of Christ.
I like that.
And there's no doubt, one important fact we have learned over the years of doing the advocacy broadcast for the persecuted church, and that there is the faith of Jesus, or you could say the faith of Yeshua, in the most persecuted areas on earth. No matter how bad, how threatening, whatever it is, we find Christian believers there, haven't we, Tower?
Yes, we have. That's exciting.
Yeah, and it's amazing how they can do it. And through this particular ministry, they're actually calling up. Now, the thing that I got a kick out of, now this satellite television online programs presents it in Farsi and the Dari languages. And of course, throughout the Middle East, they reach every part of that, including the remote mountain villages where people have never met a Christian in person. They said that young viewers are so eager to meet Jesus, they're contacting the ministry on their phone apps to ask if Jesus is in the studio. I think that's so neat. You know, and one of the reasons they can is because the technology we have has gotten around the world. Everybody knows about the technology we have today. And that technology, one thing the Lord said amidst everything he said, and this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness. And you can go to the bank with that. And I mean heaven's bank.
There you go.
Because it will pay dividends. It is going to happen, and the gates of hell will not stop it.
Amen.
No matter how many Christians they kill, there will be another one. No matter how many Bibles that they burn, the word will get to them anyway.
That's right.
Because this gospel is going to get around the world. Now, the ministry here that we have, we were called specifically to this end-time ministry over the internet many, many, many years ago. And we have seen, just from our sites over all these years, probably a visit from just about every nation on earth throughout the years. And now through our Watchman Alert Radio Network, we have our shows on many different carriers on the internet. We don't worry. In the beginning, we were doing it through shortwave and satellite, and we've been on FM with one of the satellite things we were on. But we don't even worry about that. We do it through the internet. We produce our own shows in our little studio that we have. But, you know, this is so good. Sat7USA.org. And he goes on to say, although Christians have been forced into hiding, Afghan children, the future of the nation, are not hiding their curiosity about Jesus. It brings tears to my eyes, Rogers says, when I heard these Afghan children quoting Jesus' words by heart, creating their own worship songs and using them to deal with the intense fear they're going through. One viewer in Afghanistan, sick of the terror and fear posed by the radicals, called the ministry's counseling team asking to meet Jesus in person. A week later, he called again, this time with 25 young men crammed into his apartment, some having to stand in the bathroom because there was no other space, all eager to know more about Jesus. And the following week after that, there were 50 people jammed into his apartment.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And see, the thing of it is that a lot of these countries are so afraid of the gospel and the Christians that they'll kill them on sight if they can. But folks, it's the Spirit of the living God that's doing the convicting. It's the Spirit of the living God that's doing the convincing. Because God said, my Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. So when he touches someone, no matter who they are, if they're hungry to know the truth of God, the Spirit of God is there. God is drawing people out. And if there's one message I have to say to you, the devil already knows this, that God is going to save people.
Amen.
No matter what happens in America, no matter what Joseph Biden does, we have won this. The devil has lost, and it really makes no hill of beans in eternity what Joe Biden does to America, because whatever happens, God can rebuild America 10 times better than it ever was.
Yes, sirree. Amen.
The most important thing in America is that we repent, we turn to God, and if he has to cauterize a wound out of America, let him do it. But make no mistake, God is a holy and a just God, and he will not concede to sin. And he will also love you, deliver you, and make a way for you. And when I read about people that are doing this, I think, way to go.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
I love it.
I do, too.
Well, I think we're going to see more people saved out of America because the pressure's on now.
I do, too. Yeah. And, of course, it costs the ministry $670 a day to air time to beam programs into Afghanistan and surrounding countries.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. But
yes,
see, that's,
it is.
That is a full day's programming. See, when we did our shows, we were only doing, I think, a half an hour at when we first started. And that was expensive enough. That was many years ago. Of course, I don't know what it is today, but it just amazes me. But you see, through the internet, we can get this message around. But make no mistake, folks. The day's coming when they're going to remove every Christian voice off of the internet.
That's sad.
And I knew this before I ever began. I told Tower about it. There's a lot of things I knew. And the only reason I know them is the Lord revealed them to me. But look it up, sat7usa.org. They're headquartered in Cyprus. There was another Christian ministry over there many, many years ago in Cyprus. And Cyprus has been kind of a, you know, Erdogan-type area over there. There's an island or two that he's got his fingers into. So, at any rate, what do we got now?
Well, I don't know if I even have enough time. No. I don't know how much time we have.
No, we can talk for a few minutes, couple of minutes, because we've got probably about 4 minutes left. And any rate, Tower, that would make this program totally Afghanistan today, pretty much.
That would be great. I hope they get the money they need to keep broadcasting day to day.
Oh, so do I. I love it. You know, and then Pat Robertson retired this week.
He did?
Yeah, 67 years.
Wow.
He had been the head of that.
And I'm shocked. I didn't think he ever would.
Well, you know, he's going to go work for the college, Liberty University. That's really where he needs to be in his final days, because he can impart wisdom to them and very, very thing.
That's,
I mean,
true.
The guys stayed in there day in and day out for so long, it's hard to count. He's been faithful, and I have nothing bad to say about Pat Robertson. I do know that he has a health shake he shared many, many years ago. And it must have worked. But I can guarantee you, it sounded terrible.
Well, we tried it, and we didn't like it.
I can't remember it, but I'd like to try it.
I do.
I'd like to try it again. Tower and I have changed our diets where we actually like stuff like that now. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we would like it now.
Because we've totally changed our diet and changed the vitamin protocols and everything. We followed Dr. Gundry, and that's a plug, but it's, I don't get anything for it. I like Dr. Gundry. If you're having health situations, look up Dr. Stephen Gundry. So, at any rate, he has a big YouTube channel, and he's on everything. But he's written, I think, I've read four of his books. I think five. I don't know. However many he wrote, I've read them. So, Dr. Stephen Gundry, keep the faith and look up.
Amen.
We haven't lost. We've won. No matter what happens in America, we have won the battle.
Yes.
We got to get out of here.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. All other ground is sinking sand. Christ is a solid rock. And there we stand. So with that, look up, keep the faith, pray for your brothers and sisters around the world, pray for Afghanistan, and pray for this SAT-7 ministry. And we love you, and we pray for you, and we thank you for all you do for the King. What you do matters to Him. Be blessed. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. listen to the shows, read the articles, share them, pass them around, comment on everything. And if you listen to us on Spreaker or one of the other places, be sure to leave a comment and a thumbs up. Be blessed, friends. Be super blessed. Be encouraged. Be happy. You know, you can be happy. Christ won. Thank God.
Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.